And welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, as always, General Manager Rick Smith. And I'm sure you've got a big fat smile on your face sitting here 2-0.
It does feel good to be 2-0, Patty, but there is obviously a lot of football left to play. But very proud the way our team went on the road. It's difficult to win in this league, as you know, on the road. And for us to go out and play the way that we played and control the football game the way that we did was nice to see.
You know, 2-0, and I don't think I really realized it until earlier in the week. It's the fifth consecutive year that this team has been 2-0. Last year, and I know you don't like to look back, but the team started at 2-0, and that's pretty much where it ended. But do you see and feel a difference at this 2-0 versus that 2-0?
Yeah, you do. I mean, obviously, you know, there's been a lot of talk about that recently, and obviously you want to be 2-0 when you go out two times and you're successful both times. It's the objective that you're trying to get accomplished. But each season is different. This is a different team, a different set of circumstances, a different group of men that are going out and performing. And so it does not feel like last year. It feels very different. And we've got a heck of an opponent this week, in the New York Giants, a team that has had the opposite, set of results, obviously, at 0-2, and how important it is for them to try to get a win. So we've got a big challenge ahead of ourselves this weekend.
Well, absolutely, and they are playing at home. They are at 0-2. They've got a coach and a quarterback very capable of doing a lot of things, and definitely a team not to be overlooked by the Houston Texans at all.
Yeah, I don't think the Houston Texans are in a position to overlook anyone at this point. And I don't think you can ever be in that position. I think that's one of the things that's so important about this league, and one of the things that's an equalizer in this league is that you have to be diligent each week in your preparation, and you can't take anything for granted because everybody's good in this league. And if you do, and if there's that one piece of information or that there's that one circumstance or situation that you're not prepared for, it's just incredible how you get exposed in the NFL if you don't prepare. So our guys understand that. They've been good for 2 weeks about having that urgency in practice and in that preparation, and it's shown on Sunday in our play. And so hopefully we can continue to do that.
Well, the guys are preparing, your coaching staff is preparing, and you're preparing as well. When you say, that one little piece, that one little addition, you're constantly making tweaks to this roster, and you had a few transactions this week as well.
We did. We brought back Ricky Sapp as an outside linebacker, and just felt like he had a little bit more pass rush ability, a little bit more twitch. Probably a little bit better in space as it relates to his contribution on special teams. And so we, as you know, we are always looking at the 53rd, 52nd, 51st spot on our roster and on our practice squad to make sure that we are as strong as we can be. And we felt like this was a move that we wanted to make, and so we did.
And some other moves on the practice squad as well. Travis Labhart is gone, and what were the moves that you made there?
Yeah, we ended up signing a safety, and so that's a function of practice more than anything, as much as it's about anything else. We would love to have Travis back, talk to him about that at some point, getting him back. But really with the injury to KO and DJ Swearinger, and from a practice standpoint, felt like we needed to get some help at the defensive back, and that's why we did that.
Well, let's go to the offensive side of the ball for a minute. And the running game with Arian Foster has just been, so successful these first couple of games. He's getting a lot of touches. I think everybody was a little maybe uncertain as to how he was going to look coming back. We didn't see, we didn't see any of him in the preseason. But you really, as well as he's doing, have to be pretty pleased with and credit that offensive line.
Yeah, the offensive line, I'm really impressed. When I turned the tape on, the film on from last week, I was just really impressed with the way that we played from a physical and strong standpoint. I mean, we really played aggressive up front. We were able to run the ball, and I think at one point he called 13, 14 runs in a row. And so when you can do that, you obviously have to be playing well and efficiently up front. And so I thought Chris Myers came back and played a much better game than he did the first week. I thought Dwayne Brown played well. Brandon Brooks, you see him continuing to get better each week. And Derek Newton, I've been just very proud of the way that he's played. When you think about a Washington team that we played the first week, I think they had, 8 or 9 sacks last week. So you were playing a group that were capable putting pressure on the quarterback. Our group played really well against that front. And then last week with the Raiders, you're looking at a group that of veteran players that could give you problems. And so I think our group held up well against them. No more of a challenge than this week. This week's going to be an incredible challenge. The New York Giants have a very talented, aggressive, long, athletic defensive front. And so we have another challenge again ahead of us this weekend.
Well, as you are looking at these players, and whether it's Arian, you know, just two games in with 55 carries, or whether it's some of your young guys, your Brandon Brooks kind of just getting back in the mix, is it, when you're talking with Coach O'Brien and this staff, and I don't know if you can even break this down for us, but how much of it is, you know, what's best for this week, what's best for the season, or what's best for the long term?
Well, and we have those conversations all the time, Bill and I do, and certainly he is the expert at putting the game plan together and how he employs these players. But I do have some history at in the league and as a coach, and so we talk about all of those different things about what's going to give us the best chance to win, and obviously you can't just have one perspective or the other. You can't be totally focused on just this next game, and you can't be just totally focused on the long haul. There's a balance there that has to be that has to be found, and I think we're doing a good job of that.
So we finally found someone to not say just one game at a time, and we're only looking at Sunday.
Well, as a general manager, Patty, I have to have the big picture in mind all the time. Now, these coaches and players, they've got to be focused, singularly focused. And we require that, like we talked about. But as far as I'm concerned, I have that and the big picture always in mind.
All right. Well, we appreciate the insight. We've got to take another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll be tagging along with Texans Radio. Stay with us.